All episodes of The Way We Haunt Now deal thematically with death and dying. Many contain mild horror elements. Take care, listeners.
Celia, are you in here? Honey?
This is The Way We Haunt Now, Episode 21, The Subleaser. So, where were we? Oh yes. Frankie had a decision to make, and it seemed obvious what she should do. What choices would lead to some sort of happy ever after? You forgot, didn't you, what kind of story we're in? To be fair, stories have a way of fooling us, hiding their sharp edges, putting you at ease as they wrap themselves around and around you, until you're caught, helpless.
I've made my decision, and I'm going to go. At least for a little while. I need to find out what became of my family, and the internet can only get me so far.
Way to go, Frankie.
I'm going to go to Portland.
I was not expecting that.
Okay, then.
Well, you've gotta like a ghost with a plan. Or be terrified of her.
I hope you get closure.
I promise to come back. At least to visit.
Excellent, because I have a plan. I've found someone to sublease the apartment.
Here we go.
Second thoughts? If you don't want to do this, don't. We'll figure something else out.
Yeah, but will we figure it out in time? You heard Mary, I'm fading. There's no telling how long I've got. At least this could slow things down.
Well, could. But is it worth the risk of being trapped here? We're talking about a poltergeist, not just a sketchy roommate.
I've bunked with worse things.
If you're sure.
I lived in a frat house. 8 guys who've never been without mom and dad.
I stand corrected.
Hello?
Definitely the right house. We could still leave.
I think it wants us to come in.
Sure, so it can eat us.
Huh?
After you.
Next on Sister Prudence Investigates, the Tickenham Pie Festival turns deadly in the case of the poisoned pie.
Stop letting tech companies make all the money off your data. When you download Scraper,
come on.
You get a
They're going to be here any second. Don't you want to get ready? Maybe clean a little?
Promo code
no.
Save 20%
okay, your call. I just thought you might want to make a good impression.
Parker's right. You could use more friends, Cardea.
Already here.
What?
Really? I didn't hear anyone.
Here.
Hello? The door opened, so he came in.
We can go right back out again if there's any funny business.
That won't be necessary.
Come in.
We're happy you're here, aren't we, Cardea? Cardea.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Feelings mutual.
Sit. Watch.
Don't mind if I do. So, what are we watching? Do you get the wheel?
The wheel?
Me and the missus used to watch it every evening after dinner. It's a game show. Do you know what a game show is? A lot of fun. You should check it out.
And anything else you might need to make your hard spots softer and your soft spots loftier. Come on by today.
Hey, what's up?
Huh? Oh, nothing, sorry, just thinking.
Mm-hmm. About your sister and the apartment, or...
Montana. And my sister a little bit. I guess we've established that the apartment isn't going to eat her or anything, but I still feel weird about letting her stay and leaving her behind.
Sweetie, she's going to be fine.
I know.
And we have some time to figure out the Montana thing.
I know, but I'm still... I don't know. Anxious doesn't seem like a big enough word for it. Unsettled, maybe? And it's coming out in weird ways. Like, I keep doodling faces anytime I have a pen in my hands. I'm not a doodler. I don't know where it's coming from.
Uh-huh. Is that what that was supposed to be? I thought it was a donkey. Oh, no, wait, no. A very sad horse?
Hey, I never claimed to be an artist.
I'm sorry. I know stress comes out in strange ways sometimes, and things are stressful right now. But you don't have to fix all of our problems alone. We can handle this. Together.
Yeah, you're right.
My bohemian artist girlfriend. I will save you now. All right. Hand me the pen.
The what? Just let me scratch this out. Okay, here. Hide it, please.
Yeah. Maybe you need a fidget spinner.
If only to keep you from seeing any more of my terrible donkeys.
Esther Mariah Summerson. Search. Bleak house. Oh, I'm not searching for a Dickens character. I'm searching for my mother. Why won't you show me what I need? Mary says I need more information. An address, not just a place of business. And how am I supposed to discover that if you won't cooperate? Geordie made his life in Portland, Oregon. I don't know why he came here in the first place, or why he brought my phonograph along, or how it ended up in a thrift shop 2 hours south of Portland. I was dead and dormant. But Mama would have come with him. I know it. He was her favorite. She would never have let him travel halfway across the world without her. She would have bullied Papa into packing up house and home and booked the first convenient passage. Nothing comes up for her or Papa or Geordie, except this ridiculous advertisement. Fine portraits. Beauty is the spirit of every household, and every proper household requires a strong spirit. Inquire for George Summerson at Yamhill and Fifth. There's got to be something more. Some record of where they lived. Some clue.
Hey, Frankie. Aaron wants to know which room should be his. I wasn't sure if you wanted to give up your space while you're gone, or if we should put him in the living room or somewhere else.
Oh, why must you be so obstinate?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
Not you. The internet. You shouldn't have to camp on the couch. Let him use my room.
Okay. If you're sure.
He isn't replacing me. He's subletting. And if I decide to stay when I come back, he can choose another space.
It's just... You seem upset. And if it were me, I might be feeling a little bit, I don't know, complicated about everything.
I do. And I am. But the internet is not cooperating. How am I supposed to set out on this journey when I have no idea where to go or what to look for? And what if I don't find my family? Or what if I do find them and they don't care? They haven't bothered to look for me or even keep my phonograph. What if I leave and Cardea forgets about me and my family isn't out there or doesn't care and I'm just alone? Adrift? What if I made the wrong choice?
Frankie, what if you made the right choice and you find your family or at least some closure? You won't know unless you try. But I can tell you one thing. The apartment is not going to forget you. It's kind of obsessed with you. And the rest of us won't forget you either. We'll be here, whatever you decide. And we'll help you. But nothing. Now, let me help you search. You at least taught me a thing or two about search terms and databases. And I grew up with this tech. Well, some of it.
All right. Thank you.
Cardia's not your only friend here, you know. And this is what friends are for. Now, I'm going to need names and as many dates as you can remember. Let's start with your dad.
Well, Papa was Edward George Summerson. He edited a number of newspapers over the years and dabbled in other business.
So we're good for tonight?
Works for me. Sure.
Folks, IDKF exercising poltergeists is an essential service.
What do you mean? Of course it is. And we'll be more than 6 feet apart the whole time.
Look, it's not ideal, but poltergeists are more dangerous with everyone at home, so...
As long as we're not going inside.
Our usual exorcism should work from outside just fine.
That's what you said about the Eugene case.
That is a weird case, and I'm going to crack it, eventually.
Or get yourself killed trying.
We'll try it. and if it doesn't work, we'll fall back. I agree that we shouldn't go inside. These people have enough to deal with without us potentially typhoid marrying them.
I'm Brian, and now you're here. Did you come to play?
I don't know. I'm not supposed to be here.
Shh. Daddy might hear. He'll take you away.
I'm not supposed to be here!
It's okay. Don't cry.
Cecilia, there you are.
Don't take her, Daddy. She's sad. She just wants to play.
Lord Brusselthwaite, he's mine.
Out with it, woman! We have no time for this when there's a murderer on the loose in Tickenham.
Chief Inspector, please be patient. What is it, Fidelia?
Oh, Sister Prudence, he's dead! I found him buried under bags of flour in the bakery.
Chief Inspector, the murderer has struck again.
Now you know where you're going, at least.
Yes. Thank you again.
Did Mary tell you anything else about how you're going? Or, I don't know, any other logistics?
She said I'd need someone to travel with, but she wasn't sure who could accompany me yet.
That would be me.
Shh! Quiet. Watch you.
Cardea, this is important.
Oh, that is public access TV. How did you pause it? You know what? I'm not sure I want to know. Yeah. Please carry on, Josie.
Thank you. I will. Frankie, I'll be joining you on your trip. I just got back from Yelena's sister's wedding and turns out I've missed traveling. It's been too long since I had a good ramble.
Oh?
That. And I have business of my own in Portland.
I see. And when do we leave?
Now, if you'd like.
Not now.
Wow. Already? I mean, it's only been a few days since she even decided to go. Frankie, don't you need more time to prepare?
What will it entail?
The travel? Well, it used to involve hitchhiking. First on stagecoaches and then on cars. These days, we mostly just take the bus.
I see. And will I need anything?
Just a destination and a willingness to face the unknown.
Well then, I suppose I'm ready.
Good luck, Frankie.
Safe travels.
Bon voyage.
Thank you all. And I'll see you soon, Cardea, just like I promised.
What are we watching?
Sister Prudence investigates. I've never been, but England seems like it's very charming. And also very dangerous if you're outside
Prudence?
Of London.
Here, I found something. Wonderful, Fidelia. Let me get out the old magnifying glass. Partially ground Costa seeds. Almondsbury Botty Society's meeting is in great danger.
The Way We Hunt Now is supported in part by an award from the Vermont Arts Council and the National Endowment for the Arts. This episode of The Way We Haunt Now was written by Courtney Floyd and Georgia McKenzie, with sound design by Brad Colebrook, and voice acting by
Allie Hilton,
Jeff Goldbeck,
Kirsty Wolven,
Natalie Hunter,
Archer Devon as Poltergeist 2,
Arian Marchese as TV Voices,
Becca Marcus as Lotta,
Carl G. Brooks as Theodore,
Courtney Floyd as Eulalie,
Danny Spiller as Aaron,
David S. Deer as Henry,
Dennis Carvajal as Cecilia,
Eleanor Gray as Frankie, Emma Skinner as TV Announcer and TV Voices,
Georgia McKenzie as Josie,
Jessica Winston as Alicia,
James Malloy as TV Voices,
Kira Apple as the narrator and Mary,
Kirsty Wolven as Fidelia,
Lindsay Zanna as Danny,
Marlon Dunce-Huey as Chief Inspector Turnbubble,
Marnie Warner as Parker,
Marianne Stanek as Sister Prudence,
Paul H. Rollins as Nick Castlewaite,
Tal Minear as Myrtle,
Tim Lowe as John Harker.
This episode featured bespoke commercials by V.H. Chen and Craig Church. There's no need to bust out your Ouija board to keep in touch. Whether you're new to the spirit world or simply a ghost in need of some entertainment, you can visit hauntnowpod.com for information about our cast and crew, content warnings, and transcripts. You can also find us screaming into the void of social media at, you guessed it, hauntnowpod. Remember to haunt responsibly.
You're listening to KBOU, KBOO, where the music is all spooky, all the time. As always, I'm your host, John Harker. And this evening, it's my privilege to bring you some exciting new audio fiction. Right after this message.
When you lose someone close to you, they're not really gone. They're just beyond the reach of most people. That's where I can help. Contact me, Miss Annabelle, if you have messages for those who've passed beyond. We're waiting for you.
You want to join our troop?
You want to join our troop?
I do, if that's acceptable.
That's more than acceptable. That's fantastic. Let me be the first to officially welcome you to the Caravelle Traveling...
Out of the way! Molten glass coming through!
Hey, move your feet! You're standing on the hem of the General's coat.
What is death but the next stage in our paradigm?
I'm explaining it badly, aren't I?
This is all very different from what I was expecting.
For heroes are not meant to be forged through destiny.
Were you admiring my perpetual motion wheels here? I've got big plans for these bad boys.
For months now, I've been searching for a way to serve a greater purpose. And I think with you, I've found it.
Trust me, Leona. The troop is gonna love you.
Starfall, a fantasy audio drama. Find us in your favorite podcatcher today.
I think I understand that.